I knew it. I just fucking knew it. Don't you ante me, you filthy boy. I've been listening outside the door for the past 15 minutes, listening to you grunting and moaning. I was hoping maybe you were having a nightmare, but oh no. I open the door and catch you with your hands all over yourself. Why was I listening at the door? You have the nerve to ask me that? This is my house. Do you understand me? And you are a guest in my home. You have no right to question me. I have opened my private space to you while your parents are on vacation, because they don't trust a 16-year-old boy at home on his own. You impose on me, and then you try and tell me what to do. How dare you? How fucking dare you to treat me like that in my own home? Oh, you're sorry. And just what are you sorry for, precisely? Befouling my clean sheets with your filth? Taking advantage of your aunt's hospitality? Subjecting me to the sight and smell of your young body without the slightest sense of propriety? Well, I won't have it. I won't. I simply won't have it, I tell you. You want to know why I was listening at the door, at my own door, in my own house? I'll tell you why. I suspected you of perversion. After all, you are your father's son, you know, and I know what he was like as a boy your age, too. After all, I practically raised him, didn't I? Our parents couldn't be bothered, him being a surprise, as it were. So someone had to do it, and that someone was me. What do you mean? I mean that I had to do the laundry for both of us, including your father's bed sheets. And I certainly wasn't going to have to do them every single day. If I'd left him to his own devices, he'd have made a mess of them every single night. He never considered that someone else would have to clean up after him after he dumped a load on his sheets, would have to clean up his fucking jizz. And now it looks like his son has just as little consideration as he did. Tell me, were you going to use some tissues to clean up after yourself? And then were you going to empty the waste paper basket yourself, too? Don't bother answering. I can see you were going to make your aunt do it. Your dear old auntie. You were going to make me deal with a garbage can full of your crusty, smelly, used tissues. God, you are so incredibly unaware and disrespectful. I tell you this, young man, as long as you are staying here, I am not cleaning up after your emissions. Huh, you expect me to believe that? Boys your age can't keep from stroking their meat. Even if you try, you'll just end up spraying it out while you sleep. Well, I can see that there's only one solution. The same solution that worked on your father. Don't you move from that bed. I'm not going to be chasing you down. You stay right there where you are. Why am I getting undressed? Why the fuck do you think I'm getting undressed? I don't want any of your dirty, disgusting spunk getting on my clothes by accident, you know. There. Now pull those covers aside. What do you mean, no? You don't get to tell me no. If you won't pull them aside, then I will. There. Just look at that. That thing. You really have no shame at all, do you? Your penis is completely erect. from seeing your own aunt naked. And I'm not just old enough to be your mother. I'm older than your mother by a good 10 years. I always knew you were a little pervert. Now lie back in the bed. I'm getting on top of you. Oh. Ooh. No, don't you try and fight me. You might be younger, but I'm stronger, and I weigh more. See? See how easily I can push you back under the bed? How easily I can hold you down? You can't escape from this. This is what you deserve. In this house, there is only one place you're allowed to come, and that's inside your aunt's cunt. You little fucker. Now you're in me. Do you understand what you're to do now? Using your hand, making a mess, those things are forbidden. They're wrong. They're unnatural. The only place a penis is supposed to ejaculate is inside a woman's vagina. That is what they were made for. It's sick to use your hand or mouth or asshole. What we're doing now is the right way. The only way that is allowed in this house. Now fuck me. Don't struggle. I'll let you up after you come. Oh. If you boys could just control yourselves. Oh, God. I wouldn't have to do this. I wouldn't have to hold you down. Oh, Jesus. And fuck you. I wouldn't have to fuck the filth out of you. I wouldn't have to. Oh, yes, yes. Bounce my big fat tits in your face. Oh. You think I want to do this? Deeper. You think I want to fuck my own nephew? Fuck him. Hard. Yeah. I'm not dirty like you. Oh. I'm doing this for your own good. Oh, so, so good. Ooh. You have to learn, boy. Shit. I'm going to teach you. I have to. No choice. Just like you have no choice but to come. There. Yeah. Come for Annie. Yeah. There. Yes. I feel it. I feel you coming me. Don't whimper. Don't tell me to stop. I have to get it all out of you. Oh, fuck. All of it. Yes. Oh. Yes. Oh. Oh. Yes. Oh. Oh. Are you crying? What a ridiculous child you are. I've just showed you more love than a filthy boy like you deserves. If this was 100 years ago, you'd have been put in a harness to keep your hands away from yourself. You'd be publicly humiliated. But your sweet auntie cares about you. That's why I'm so angered by your disrespect. But that's all over now, isn't it? For the rest of your stay, your aunt is going to drain you every single night before you go to bed. You'll get used to it. Your father certainly did. He still relies on me. just like I'm sure you will too. In time. Good night, nephew.